A North Korean soldier shot and killed a South Korean tourist today. The incident took place at a mountain resort in North Korea. The resort is called Mount Kumgan, or Diamond Mountain. South Korean tourists are able to visit the resort under strict controls. Foreign journalists, myself included, have also been allowed to go there. Well, now tours to the Mount Kumgan resort are being suspended while today's shooting is being investigated. The BBC's John Sudworth is covering the story from the South Korean capital, Seoul.
We know very little other than the North Korean account that has been given to the South Korean tour operators. The story given to them by the North Korean officials was that a 53-year-old woman had crossed a boundary into a restricted area. The North Korean guards say that they had given a warning of sorts that went unheeded, and the woman was then shot twice and killed.
We don't know any kind of motivation. We don't know why she was walking outside this restricted area. We do know that the area is clearly fenced off. I remember myself, it was pretty obvious where you could and couldn't go when I was there last year. But what would be the motivation for a soldier to risk killing a woman, especially given the backdrop of everything going on between North and South?
You're right. I think it leaves a lot of things unanswered. And if nothing else, all it tells us at this stage is that this is a tourist destination inside what remains a very fraught and sensitive military flashpoint.
What could the North Korean soldiers there, and the North Korean government for that matter, what would they be afraid of?
In general terms, these joint economic projects are fraught with difficulty for the North Korean authorities. While they can use this tourist area in Mount Kumgang, for example, to win badly needed foreign currency, the counter side to the whole setup is that, of course, it exposes North Korean citizens to much wealthier tourists from the south. It is essentially, for the North Korean government, a relinquishing of control of information that, of course, is one of the central cores of the North Korean ruling class. It's what it needs, in a sense, to keep the North Korean government intact, is the monopoly on information. But I think, as you've mentioned, it's very difficult to see in the immediate sense what kind of threat would have been perceived in the case of this very unfortunate 53-year-old woman.
All right. Well, in this case, I guess it underscores the tensions at the world's last Cold War frontier. It is against this backdrop that today South Korea's president made what seems to be a major policy shift. He has, meaning Lee Myung-bak, has talked very tough to North Korea, but he has now proposed that full dialogue between North and South Korea must resume. Is this surprising?
I think many people will see it as a shift. I don't think the South Korean government will themselves be presenting this as a U-turn. But if you compare what the president said in his speech to the National Assembly here on Friday to what he was saying when he took office 4 months ago, I think it is fair to say there has been a change of tone. Back in February, he was taking a tougher line towards North Korea. Of course, North Korea bristled at any suggestion that a new conservative government in Seoul was going to dictate terms. And ever since, diplomatic relations have been deteriorating dramatically. So it does appear to be a change of heart of sorts.
Today is the second day of six-party talks going on about North Korea's nuclear disarmament. These are continuing now in Beijing. Christopher Hill is there on behalf of the United States. What's the latest on those proceedings?
Two separate things, of course. What President Lee was referring to today was the idea of returning to an inter-Korean dialogue. The talks this week will focus on, the buzzword, if you like, is verification. As you know, North Korea submitted its long-awaited declaration, this document that the parties have been waiting for, outlining its plutonium-producing activities over the last 20 years. And what the parties to the talks will be wanting to secure in Beijing is agreement from North Korea that they can get inspectors onto the ground to verify its contents. In return, North Korea will be demanding a speeding up of the aid and compensation that it's been promised in return for submitting this declaration.
Thank you very much. The BBC's John Sudworth in South Korea's capital, Seoul. John, thank you.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
If you'd like to experience 24 hours at Mount Kumgang for yourself, check out the story that I produced after my visit to North Korea last year. You can hear it at theworld.org. And you can also see our photo gallery, which includes snapshots of the resort where today's shooting took place.